A new Latino label is expected to shake up the motion picture industry. Arenas Entertainment officially launches its business in Los Angeles today. Arenas' groundbreaking strategy is to hire largely Hispanic actors, writers, and directors to make movies tailored for Latino audiences, a market Hollywood often ignores. Eric Roy has more from member station KCRW.
On a quiet street in the Hollywood Hills, three men sit in an office watching a movie trailer for the comedy Big Liar. They're listening to how well the new announcer voiceover fits in with the dialogue and hits the spot's rhythmic posts.
You did
it. You did it. Good job.
That's Arenas Entertainment Marketing Vice President John Butkovich.
As you noticed, it was the voiceover, the announcer's voice that was in Spanish, not the list from the film, because we don't translate the dialogue. We transcreate the voiceover. So we're connecting with our audience that way, but they know they're going to see an English language film.
Selling Hollywood movies to Hispanic audiences was the franchise of the Arenas Group, founded in 1988 by former Universal Pictures marketing executive Santiago Pozo. Thanks to a three-way partnership with Universal and Marco Polo Investments, a top venture capital outfit in Spain, the marketing group was reborn as Arenas Entertainment, Hollywood's first Latino film label. CEO Santiago Pozo says the deal gives Arenas the money and distribution muscle to make and market 6 to 8 films a year in the U.S., Latin America, and Spain.
40 to 50 films over the next 5 years, and to develop a true industry, a true pool of writers, directors, actors.
Arenas Entertainment's full-time staff of 24 may quadruple this year. The firm is also building a roster of Hispanic actors and actresses, helping them pass Hollywood's color barrier. And noting that he'll also need makeup artists, costume designers, and set crews, Pozo grabs a calculator from his desk.
More or less around 300 people work in a picture. So 300 times 8 will be 2,400 people a year, plus the staff that you have. We're going to help some people make a living.
Arenas will shoot everything from action movies and romantic comedies to small intimate films. Some in English, some in Spanish, many in both languages, says Pozo. To pursue his youthful celluloid dreams, Pozo had to get out of Spain and out from under the iron hand of dictator Francisco Franco. He's always worked closely with Universal Pictures Vice Chairman Mark Schummer, who agrees now is the time for Universal to be part of a pioneering movie company of Latinos, by Latinos, and for Latinos.
When it comes to popular entertainment and popular culture, the Latin community really tends to be the trendsetters, not the followers. And if we can really start setting the next trends in this label, it's conceivable that there will be a tremendous benefit, you know, for us as mainstream movie producers as well.
Schummer says Hispanics go to more movies than other people and often go in large groups with family or friends. That's why the Arenas folks think they can make money filming stories about this culture if they keep their production costs down. So you won't see a lot of $100 million blockbusters. And since these flicks will mainly be shown in Latino neighborhoods, Schummer says the standard across-the-board release to nationwide theater chains won't work.
It will require alternative theaters, alternative distribution, both at the theatrical level and at the video level, you know, at the retail store level. And we have to find our way into the barrio, and we have to find the best way to reach the audience.
If a story is good, you're going to get Latinos interested because we like good stories like anyone else.
Maria Canals is a TV and movie actor who voices Hawkgirl on the Cartoon Network's Justice League program. She's also on the Arenas talent roster.
But when there's a Latin person in it, it's like, oh my, look, there's somebody like me. But also there is an authenticity that you can't create.
Canals thinks a successful Arenas could push both Hollywood and network television to add more colors to their palettes. So does CEO Santiago Pozo. Film industry analyst Paul DeGarbedian is betting on them. He says Latin music blew up big, and so could Latino cinema.
With the Latin explosion, I think this is a perfect time to do this, that there is a market for it, that the Latino audience is underserved in many ways. I think the only downside to this would be if suddenly there was a lack of interest in all things Latino. I don't see that happening.
DeGarbedian is the president of Exhibitor Relations, a Los Angeles company that tracks box office receipts. He says Universal's option to boost its ownership stake in Arenas Entertainment 5 years from now is a sign of confidence. And he predicts other studios will eventually launch their own copycat Hispanic film companies. For NPR News, I'm Eric Roy in Hollywood.